Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not that, true!
No, listen, and every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
All right, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Mel.
And we're doing a very special Pop the Trunk full episode. We know this is like our differentiating factor. Before I go there, let's thank our sponsors.
Yes, that we will tell you more about in the podcast.
Okay, great. That means BetterHelp's not included. This is our differentiating factor. I think there's something that is often said, like as you're pitching, that for the most part, all shows, like, there's nothing really new under the sun. And so you're usually looking for, like, I think, what is it, 10% difference? 10% difference from one show to the next, that like the bare bones of the show is different, but that 10% is enough to make it different. And, you know, we're, I guess a pop culture-ish type of podcast. And there is tons of pop culture podcasts out there in the world, but none of them have this Pop the Trunk feature. None of them. And so this becomes our differentiating factor. And so when we don't do it on the podcast, I know you guys are like, where's the pop the trunk? Because like, that's what we're here for. And I get it. So we're going to do a very special full on pop the trunk. Yes, that is what PTT stands for, because Kevin's new book, please make sure that you get it. Successful Failure. And by the way, can I just give myself a pat on the back? Kev may do it, he may not, but regardless, I don't do this enough, so I'm going to. This entire rollout.
Was you? Come on, brain.
This Talk about rollout. Every video.
Come on.
Every video has come from my brain.
That's amazing.
That hotel, I've been told him to do it. He wasn't really trying to hear me because that's just my husband, child. It took him a long time to come to the thoughts. And so I was like, sir, because y'all, the problem is people often think that him saying that the publisher saying that the sales aren't doing as well as they hoped is a gimmick. That's not. That's not. And so I kept telling him, this is what you're missing. This is what's going wrong. This is what you need to do. He wasn't really trying to hear me. And so finally, I actually came across a video, and I think maybe it just like registered in his brain, like what I was trying to say. Mm-hmm. So I sent him a video and I was like, this is the style of content that I think you should do. This is what I'm talking about. And these are the lists of like how you should like come. So the first one is this, the next one is this, the next one is this, the next one is this. And I was like, once you get it, you're going to be off. Like, I know it's going to register for you. And then you can take people's comments and then you make that a video. Like it's going, you're going to click once it clicks what I'm trying to communicate. And so it's been working. And so I'm just really happy. And I told him, or I just told someone the other day, if I am invested, or if I understand, I don't know if invested is the right word, but if I could fully understand like the energy behind something, I feel like I can actually help with the rollout plan, because I actually enjoy like bringing an audience along on the ride of something that I actually find really, really satisfying. I don't necessarily, I mean, I know that it is marketing, but in my brain, I don't necessarily think of it as marketing. I think in my brain, I just think of it more as storytelling. And so story is unfolding, I'm inviting you into what's happening. And then you just naturally become invested in the, in that storyline.
That's really good, because you know, one of the things that I was thinking about the other day, actually, is you, what it's, I mean, it's your husband, so obviously you are invested, but your ability to help other people, I think, speaks to, again, your ability to understand a vision. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes what makes an employee bad, sometimes, right? If you're good at your job, many times it's because you either don't understand, don't care, or don't see the vision, right? Mm-hmm. Like how those, and so you're not like motivated to help, or you don't even have the ability to come up with ideas that would help because you don't see, understand, or care about this person's goal. But when you do, you're able to be like, you know what could work? Here's what I would take away. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, I think, don't do that part. And so you're just going to work to get your check instead of like actually being able to contribute in a real way. And I think that's the difference in what you're able to do, is that like you can see, understand, you know, the vision. And so you're able to contribute to anyone in a real way once you get there, which I think is a skill set. A lot of people don't have that ability.
Yeah. I actually think you're right. It's being able, what I try to do, like if you come to me, you're like, what I should do. I try not to give a generic advice in terms of like what I would do. I actually try to put myself in the position of your audience.
Yeah.
And so it allows it to feel a little bit more personalized and not like something very generic. And that's what I was telling Kevin, like literally the his first point of like, these are the things I've been doing that doesn't work, were things I told him. Not working, because if I'm your buyer of your book, I said, when you sit on these, I literally told him, I said, when you sit on these podcasts, we all hear that you know what you're talking about, but you haven't said, I know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So you're leaning into the funny, and this book is not funny. You're leaning into making these jokes about da, 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 da. That's not the tone of this book, and that's not what you're selling. You're actually selling your business acumen. And as funny as you are, the reality is, you know what you're talking about. There's very little things, Kevin, have a conversation about, just in general. He's a know-it-all, and I don't mean that disrespectfully. Kevin knows a lot of things, just random things, but specifically in the world of content, TV, comedians, he like really is invested in like a lot of things all of the time. And you have to tell people that, like, you have to remind people of that, and then say, I've learned these things and these are the failures, but like, I'm a legitimate authority in this space. And like, I've sat up on it because I'm like, and then stand tall in that, because it's true.
But you know what? The other thing, because I had the same thought too, is, and this is what you're speaking to, at least what I hear you speaking to, is that not even, you have to tell people, because that's just not the way he's been positioned either. Like, you only think of him as a comedian because that was like intentionally his positioning. What these podcasts, and what I think the hardest jump to the book, what I have scissors in my hand, children's scissors. Anyway. I think the hardest jump to the book is all you fed us so far is comedian. And so now I'm supposed to like, absolutely a book like this makes sense, but you haven't given me that. And so I think what these videos and these podcasts have done is repositioned him. It's you're informing the audience that what you said, I actually know what I'm talking about. And so when you feed that for a while, right, then people are like, he might do know what, I want to know more about him. And now I'm invested enough to buy the book because you've told me, you've shown me, you've positioned yourself. And I'm now viewing you differently than just the comedian. I'm now thinking about you like Tyler Perry, in the sense of like, that man gonna make some money. Yes. Before, like, that man gonna make you laugh. And now it's like, he also gonna make some money.
Yes.
And I think that what you've helped is that transition, low-key.
Yeah. So I'm really, like, I'm actually really, really happy. Yes, Mary Thomas said that he's leaned into the business, and I'm actually really happy that he is. And I agree, that Breakfast Club interview, easily one of my favorite interviews Kevin has ever done, because I really do think he sounded like astute, like he knew what he was talking about. He's very well informed, and he like is very intentional about making sure that he stays well informed on things that's happening in the market, like literally in the market. And so, and that's what this book is about. And I say all of that to say, because obviously the book is coming out this week, but like literally Kevin really does have really good insights, and he really does know, you know, what he's talking about. And all of the announcements haven't been made, but he literally has turned like some L's fully and completely around. I wish the book tour was more like conversational, so people could hear, even if I could do like a in conversation with him, would be kind of cool, because they're really like the app. Maybe I'll should do like a live or something. Yeah, I'll do like, I'll ask him if he wants to do like a live or something, because I think for a lot of people, we're going to get to the pop the trunk. That was the whole point of this, child. We're the differentiating factor, and here we are not doing the pop the trunk, but I'm going to get to it after this. The app was such a huge, like, it really just speaks to who Kevin is. He's like super ambitious. Really, he'd be having real big dreams. And so the app was one of these like really big, like ambitious things that he has taken on. And we learned so much in this process. Oh God, we learned so much. And when they say that God protects babies and fools, we were fools. We were fools in this. And to be able to come out on the other end, and I was telling Kev, you know, Kev works in absolutes. It's like one of his best qualities. And sometimes it can be a flaw because it's either a success and Kev on Stage app becomes Netflix. And if it does not literally become Netflix, it is a failure. And there's no in between. So it is Netflix or I have failed, you know? And so, you know, that kind of like bipolar, but what is it when it's on two separate?
I was going to say dichotomy, but maybe that's not what you mean.
Dichotomy thinking. Anyway, the type of absolute thinking. Someone will say. Dichotomy kind of works, but that's not exactly the word I'm looking for. Binary. Okay. That's the exact word I was looking for.
Oh, bilateral?
Yeah, no, all binary right. is the exact word. Binary thinking doesn't allow you to see that you did learn. And so even in one of the videos, what I literally told him is that the app becomes your resume.
Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 jewel-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just got to listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden, you will see them communicating to you, I really like this. I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're going to do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, Black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you. Okay. You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems. All right. So get your welcome kit for any first timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, free storage containers for mess free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from. So you can choose between full fresh, topper or a meal mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening. So you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your resume to the world to say, look at all of these things that I've done, but also to yourself. You can't be intimidated. We're able to produce Churchy Season 2 quite literally because we have the resume. And now we also have the network. And we've also learned how to produce to television specs. Like, it wasn't a win or a lose. It was literally the lessons you've learned along the way. And as bigger opportunities come, all you're doing is adding to your track record. All you're doing is adding to your resume. All you're doing is adding to your own confidence that I can do it. Like, you don't have to be intimidated as more opportunities start rolling in, because you know you've done it before. The money can grow bigger, but at the end of the day, the nuts and bolts of how to do it are exactly the same. So anyway, all of that to say, my husband's book is coming out. So please make sure that you purchase it soon. He should have a couple more videos. There's one that I really want him to do. I won't say it here, but hopefully he does it, because I don't want to rain on his parade if he does do it. And y'all, you know, anyway. Okay, that's it. That's all. Do you want to do an ad break?
All right. I want to tell you about Earnin, which is a sponsor of this podcast episode. Life doesn't happen biweekly, so why should payday? The money you've earned should be in your hands, and with Earnin, it can be. So think about those moments when money isn't moving fast as your life is, and you need a little momentum and you need to be able to keep things moving forward. That's where Earnin can help you. If you're maybe having paycheck to paycheck anxiety, again, Earnin can help. Earnin is the app that lets you access your pay as you earn it, up to $150 a day with a max of $750 between paydays. Just download the Earnin app and add your info. Then start accessing your pay as you work and leave an optional tip to help keep the app running for everyone. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Earnin's mission is to make financial momentum accessible to everyone. So again, whether it's maybe gas, bills, groceries, maybe you have a special night out planned, or maybe you got to take an animal to the vet that you weren't really counting on. Those kind of things come up unexpectedly and you need a little help, and Earnin can help you. So download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. And when you download the Earnin app, type in Gin Juice under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Again, that's Gin Juice under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Access limits are based on your earnings and risk factors. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Expedited transfer is available for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. Available in select states. Term and restrictions apply. Visit earnin.com for full details. Download Earnin now and take control of your pay.
Thank you so much to our sponsors. All right, we're back with our very first
Pop the Trunk.
Go for it.
Hey, Mill. Hey, Liz. Love y'all. I want to pop the trunk on anybody who goes to work and has an issue with somebody. And instead of addressing it with that person, you go to the director. Because why do I need to find out from my senior director that on Tuesday, you felt like I was a little short with you, and that now you think I'm unapproachable and that I hate you? Well, baby, if you had asked me on Tuesday, you would have found out that that ain't had nothing to do with you. I wasn't even thinking about you in that moment. And I wasn't short with you. You just upset that I didn't say please. But you too weak.
Come on,
weak. You scared to literally ask me, like, hey, what's the attitude or what's the problem? Or just in general, just address it with me. I gotta go to my senior. You know how many levels of leadership skip over until you get to the senior director for me to hear about that you had a problem with me on Tuesday? Like, baby girl, it's Saturday. Like, what are we talking about? Like, so I want to pop a truck on anybody who don't know how to have a direct conversation with anybody, because that's grow up. Adult work is basically elementary at this point. Like, I can't talk.
I see. It is. Adults are just children who are older. But, like, it's really, there is a lot of work that has to be done to be able to do what she's saying. And the problem is everybody at work hasn't done that work. And it's work, the idea of jobs, like, it's just a bunch of random people you don't know that someone has determined is qualified to work here. And now you are, like, forced to interact with them. It's actually the worst idea ever.
It's so true. And you're forced to work with them 8-10 hours a day.
So much of your time.
Yeah, seriously. So much of your time. People that you know, of your own choosing wouldn't necessarily associate with. No. But now you're forced to.
I think the other thing I think is like human beings is I think sometimes we have to decenter ourselves as always being the root of someone's bad day.
Yeah.
If someone was short with you, literally maybe it has something to do with they woke up this morning and their husband was fussing, or they found out that he cheated, or their kids got on their nerves because they didn't want to put the shoe on the right foot and they wanted bananas instead of strawberries to go in their oatmeal. Maybe yes. They were cut off. Maybe they had a horrible conversation with their mom or their dad on the way into work. There's so many things. And what I think we need to practice is the grace to say, she just is having a bad day.
Uh-huh.
It has nothing to do with me.
Yes.
I don't have to own your bad day and say it's something about me. Someone in your life, someone in your world probably piss you off. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I can tell you having a bad day. We can try this again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like it literally could be so many things. And so it's like, and again, you don't necessarily, and if you don't have the rapport, that's the other thing. If I don't have a rapport with you, for real, I'm really not finna, because what am I salvaging? I really don't care that much. And so to skip her, she's saying senior and how many levels? So let's assume it's 2 or 3 levels.
Yes.
Girl, I y'all know me. I go to work. Well, when I worked my traditional job, went to work, did what I had to do, and I got on up out of there. Like I wasn't really trying to, that just wasn't my life. I will say this, it reminded me, our power was out the other day. Y'all power was out too.
Oh.
And so y'all didn't go out? Oh, I was good. And so I sat on the porch, and of course all the neighbors are outside. And so my neighbor came out and she was like, how are you holding up? And I was like,
the neighbor?
Yes. I said, not you talking to me. And so I was telling her, and so we had like a full conversation. I was like, I find it incredibly dangerous because we have really bad reception here. I was like, I actually find it incredibly dangerous, you know, when we don't have the internet access, like da 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 da. And she was like, yeah, me too. Well, just so you know, I do have a home phone. It's right in my kitchen if you ever need it. Da 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 da. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is interesting. And so, yeah, the parking spot lady. I know it seemed that was like kind of controversial, like my take on that. And so I just realized some people have very different views of parking spaces, which is totally fine. I do stand on, I was not in the wrong. I'm more than willing to say when I am wrong. I do not think I was wrong about this for a couple reasons, but we don't have to go into them. And generally speaking, I'm not a bad neighbor. That's just the reality of the situation. And so when she did that, I was like, you know, I'm going to take this as validation because I wave when she comes. Sometimes she waves, sometimes she doesn't. Her husband, I wave, whatever. Sometimes he waves, sometimes he doesn't. But I'm very much like, I actually don't have an issue with you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have nothing to like, you come out, da da da, you walk your dog, whatever happens. There's no issue here. And either she has realized it or she has come to realize this is all dumb.
Yes.
It really is. Much bigger problems in the world than to worry about my sister parking on public parking, to be clear, for 3 or 4 hours. Well, even 4 or 5 hours. One day a week.
In the middle of the day. Not like at night. Day,
not late at night. Yeah. Not overnight. No. And not in the morning.
Not overnight. Relax, like, honey.
8, 9 o'clock. We're talking 10 to 3.
Yeah. But wait, I just wanted to add, because I've said this before, but when I used to also work at Netflix, they have a culture. They used to when I went there. I don't know what they do now because I worked in a couple of years. But when I was there, the 6 years I was there, the culture was one of feedback. And you couldn't even really go to a director and up level. You couldn't even do that. Even if you had an issue with your manager, the response would be give them feedback. Or have you given them feedback? You weren't even all that CCing and all. You should give them feedback. You need to go tell them directly what you are telling me. And if it continues to be a problem, even when you go to HR, the first question is, have you given them feedback? And what was their response? And when did you give them that feedback? So it was like enforcing adults to be adults. They used to say that we don't have children here. We have people who can have hard conversations. So have them. And I actually, at times hated it. At other times appreciated it. But I tell you what, you tell me you don't like me to my face, and now I don't like you. I didn't even know we had a problem yesterday. But now that you didn't told me to my face, I don't like you either. Ho, let me tell you the stuff you did to me, okay? So I think it actually created a very interesting dynamic. You know?
I always like that you had that Netflix had that. I probably, yes, in the environment might feel very much like you, but I always found it to be very interesting.
Yes. It was hard because, so I got feedback once, right? I've told you guys the story. I got feedback. I have been there for a week. Actually, no. I got it after maternity leave, but what she referenced is something that happened early when I had first started and then told me later on. It was when Beyonce announced her pregnancy and I was in training. And everybody was texting me on my phone to say that Beyonce was pregnant. And she felt like it was disrespectful because I looked at my phone in the middle of her training me. She's like, you just started. I want to give you some feedback right now. I know you're like new, but you just started. People are taking time out of their day to train you and you are looking at your phone. And I think it's incredibly rude. And I was like, and then she was like, when you first started, you were also like not really attentive during the training session. So it just feels like you like don't care that people are taking time. So I was like, I'm gonna respond to your feedback. Let you know that number one, Beyonce is pregnant. And everybody knows I love Beyonce. So they're telling me I can't control that people are texting me. But yeah, in addition to that, I just had a baby. So I don't care if you're Reed Hastings, the CEO of Netflix, my baby is months old. So if my phone goes off, I'm going to look at my phone. So feedback that.
Yeah.
Like I was very upset. So after that, I didn't talk to her again. And then eventually, years later, she came to me and we had a conversation. And after that, we were cordial with each other. So that was like, but also I got feedback from another girl. And I hope I never see that girl again in my life, because if I do, I still might smack her. So that's the, like, you know what I'm saying? Those are like the differences.
Yeah.
Because her feedback was wrong, but you have to like be respectful that they give you you have to be appreciative. You're supposed to appreciate that you would come to me and give me this feedback. No, I don't appreciate that.
It feels very good. Thank you so much for telling me this.
Yeah, it's like such a weird, it is a very weird situation. Dynamic. But I also, what's so funny is I also have taken so much from that culture and like it has become a part of me also now. So like, I also sometimes am like, you know what? Let me get some feedback. Let's have this conversation. Let's absolutely. So anyway.
What is funny is when I had a situation a few years ago, I was talking to my therapist about it. And I actually was talking to a friend of mine about it because I was trying to script what I wanted to say in the conversation. And the second girl, after I talked to my therapist, the other girl that I talked to was like, and this is why I said this earlier, she said, is this a relationship that you want to salvage? And I was like, no. And so she said, then why spend your energy?
Yes,
listen. I've been in the conversation. And so I've actually used that as my kind of like my guiding light as I decide if it's worth having a conversation with someone.
Yeah.
Is this someone that I want to continue to have a relationship with? Is this someone that I want to repair the relationship because I see longevity and value in this relationship? If that answer is no, if that answer is I actually really don't care, then why spend the energy clearing the air? Why spend the energy in this difficult conversation? Why spend the energy when at the end of the day, I'm okay with this relationship falling to the wayside? And if it's like, you know, someone that I value, then obviously I need to have this hard conversation. But if it's not, and so I have used that as like, you know, my North Star in deciding, because sometimes you just want to like get it off your chest.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to tell you off because I wanted to tell you off. You know what? I'm having a cocktail instead.
You know what the problem is at work? You don't care about none of them people.
Well, and that was always, you're not feedbacking me.
No, that's perfect.
I don't care.
I don't care about none of y'all. I don't care what day you have.
I am forced to be here and forced to interact with you. But that is a really good way to think about it, for sure.
Literally, that's how I was at work. I would have like, I mean, I knew all the tea at my job, but I was never involved in the
tea. Yeah.
Because I didn't care enough to like, really, I was here for it because it was a good time. And what did she say? So she's pregnant with him and her, but they're both pregnant. Like, oh, that is crazy. But I would come home, tell my sister, tell Kev, and that would be the end of it.
It's always so odd. That's a clear example. Like, some people view work so differently than so many of us. Many people really do, like, it's almost like that's their life. So they really are invested, and other people are like, girl, if I don't see you again to ever, I won't think about you no more unless Facebook tells me it's your birthday. But other people like genuinely develop real relationships from work. And that's just so interesting. Shout out to them.
Yeah. I mean, if there's no shade in that. I just realized I'm not that person.
Yeah.
There's probably three people that text me from my last job once every couple years on some, like, I see your family, or like, I saw a commercial. There's this one guy, his name is, anyway, doesn't matter. I don't know if he wants his name out there. Anyway. Me, him, and the other girl, when we would go to Starbucks on our break, we would always listen, or at the time, Hello by Adele was really popular. And so anytime it comes on the radio, I literally think of three of us being in the car screaming Hello. Like, that was just like that and 7-Eleven by Beyonce. Like, because it was my birthday song, we just always go crazy. So every now and again, if it pops on the radio, clearly it's not as popular anymore, but if it pops on the radio, I'll be like, Rob, his name is Rami. Anyway, Rami, like, the song's on the radio, da, 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 da. And so he was like, oh, miss you guys. That's the end of it. Literally, like, that's it. That's it. Next one.
You saying hello reminded me of the Cardi B song, and she has a song, Hello Is Me, Hello Is Me.
Oh, on her new album?
Yeah. And she also performed it. She did like WWE or something. She did wrestling recently. Oh. And she performed it as she was coming out. Hello Is Me. I really like it. Anyway.
Oh, I want to listen to it. Also, there's like TikTok is all in a frenzy right now about something that Crystal said on The Read.
You haven't listened to it? I never listened to The Read. I just know you do. And the clip, they've clipped it. So I listened to all 8 minutes and 38 seconds. Sure did.
That last night on our way home from shooting, it was coming up on my feed a lot, but because we were in the car and I didn't want to be rude and I didn't have my earpods, I haven't listened to it. So I need to listen to it. I haven't listened to The Read in literal years, but it was the first podcast that kind of got me introduced to listening to podcasts. So I'm actually like, well, I haven't go viral in forever.
They're saying it's sounding like old Crystal. I don't know old or new Crystal. Her name is Crystal?
Crystal.
They're saying it's sounding like old Crystal. And apparently she's a therapist.
Yeah. She like went to school. Yeah.
So they're upset because this doesn't sound like a therapist speaking. Like, what? I wouldn't want my therapist saying these things. And they have it's been a lot of commentary around it.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and listen. Like I said, I haven't listened to The Read in, it's been a long, 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 long time. So I'm super intrigued to hear. I mean, I was listening. Sorry, I'm doing this because I have this patch on my arm. And I added this double-sided tape on here, and my mind was super smart, except my shirt got stuck on.
Double-sided.
Yeah, and it should have just been single-sided, but I don't want this to come up because we're going to move on. I have been on my cycle for.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, wait for it. Wait for it. Today is the what? 21st?
Yes.
17 days.
That's a very long time.
Next read, please. Let me add you.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Liz. Hey, Mel. Wonderful podcast. Love you all. I am in my car on my way to the thing that I'm popping the trunk on, which is work, specifically being a millennial manager. Because who let me do this? Who let me become an adult? How did I get here? Because the adulthood that I saw in the 90s when I was growing up ain't the adulthood that I'm in now. This is ghetto. Matter of fact, I don't even know if it's ghetto. This hood, this ain't even a hood. This is something I have never seen before. Me and my friends was talking about how did they let us, babies, become managers, supervisors, as my friend put it, people leaders. Who let us do this? Because every day I go into work and somebody asks me a question expecting me to know the answer because of the titles that I have. Why would you do that? Why would you ask me? And why would you expect me to know? I don't know. But somehow I'm responsible for finding out the answer. Who let us millennials become managers? Also, because I am a millennial manager, I don't care. Do what you want. As long as you get here on time. As long as you do your job. Do what you want. But the people who are over me don't want me to say that. But what do you want from me? I am but a child. A child of Christ. But somehow I have this responsibility. Oh. So yeah. I'm just popping the trunk on being a millennial manager in this ghetto-ness we call adulthood.
That's funny. I didn't realize that was two work ones back to back.
But it's so true. I am but a mere child. How is it that I am in perimenopause?
Hilarious. I think also look to that point. I think it's the truth. Our people, our generation of people who become managers, we don't be caring about a lot of things. It's like, it ain't that serious. Do your job and everything gonna be all right.
It's fine. That's how we feel. That's why Netflix has the culture of we're all adults. I don't have time to manage you.
Yeah.
So you're an adult. Yes. Do the adult thing and mind your business, because I really don't want to have to like handhold. I don't have time for that. I would choose a different job if I wanted to be around a bunch of teenagers. Okay. 100%. I don't want to do that. But like for real, I don't have time or energy for this. We're tired. I agree though. I feel like millennials, I know every generation I'm sure says this, but it's gotta be true for us. We work the hardest. Wages are going down. The cost of living is going up. My boys only know really Trump as president. Trump and Biden. They have very little recollection of Obama. Trump, Biden, Trump.
No, that makes sense.
Most of their life. My adulthood. We've survived. School shootings started with us. Okay.
Oh, wait.
9/11. We have wars, rumors of wars, concepts of a plan for America. I know y'all fought racism, but it's gotta be like, listen, this is the last thing I'm gonna say. I told Kevin that the right now is having their like cancel culture, right? But the culture.
Yeah.
But it's cancel culture. I said, the difference is this. And this is why racism is systemic. Black Twitter canceling someone is not the same as the FCC.
Oh.
Is literally what makes it systemic.
Racism. Yeah.
The fact that they have the power to implement policy is what makes this different. That's different.
Yeah, because Black Twitter canceled Chris Brown and he's on a worldwide successful stadium tour. So that's not the same as Jimmy Kimmel's show being pulled off the air, and now people losing their jobs and being afraid to say things for fear of literally losing their jobs, and the president of the United States tweeting out people who should be prosecuted. Like, that is different. That's very different. But you know, all the best. All the best.
Oh my God, I'm so, like, every day I feel like I'm anxious, and I know the perimenopause causes anxiety, but like also the world.
Oh my gosh.
Also, like, the state of the United States.
Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know, when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you, and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just got to listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this. I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're going to do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, Black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is, like, prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed, or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, I want to move. We were talking about this just the other day about moving. And I was like, but I don't want to go to a red state.
Oh my gosh, right.
I feel like one of the safest places to be right now is California. Yes, because I think Oregon, California, Washington, well, that's not the order of the states, but those 3 states, I feel like they're going to try to be a separate, the trifecta of West Coast states. I don't know, but I feel like a different union might happen. I saw on some site, I don't even know if it's real, so I don't mean to fearmonger if it's not, but where they are recruiting soldiers in the name of Charlie Kirk. And I'm like, y'all are about to start an armed forces to fight against whom? White men fight back to each other? Because we don't we don't have nothing to do with this. We don't have nothing to do with this. It's y'all versus y'all. Do y'all understand that? Leave us alone. Y'all want us to be the villain so bad. But I promise every time you lift up the mask in the Scooby-Doo, it's not going to be nobody black.
That's hilarious.
Lord.
I just need to say this and then we'll do an ad. But I just need to say, did you see this? I haven't read the book, so I don't know. Kamala got a book.
I just downloaded it. It comes out on the 23rd.
And she in there spilling tea. And she,
that's why I downloaded it.
What's she talking about? Why didn't they take the pen from her when she was writing? Because I feel like now, honey. Now, okay, it feels so messy, and I am like, girl, I have to read this.
I literally just downloaded, it's not on here because it's not available yet. Anyway, I downloaded the audio version. I will get it on the day that it comes out, and I will be listening because she said Biden felt like I was a threat to his legacy. They were undermining me.
Debated Trump.
It's going to be my book back when I go to I need to actually put it in the book club, but when I come back to the book club, I'm slowly feeling like myself. Actually, I think it's this patch, y'all. I think the patch is helping. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think it's helping. I was like, okay, I feel like I can read a book again, like I feel good again. And so I was like, that's going to be my book. They may not want to read it, but I want to know the goings on.
I do too. I'm like, girl, is this the time? I feel like she should have released that to the select few. Cause it's already, we in chaos. We gonna blow up, girl.
She just can't go on a tour. I just feel like, honestly, go on a little virtual tour, girl. Go on a little virtual tour. And don't go outside, because they are so mad at us. They may shoot you. And honestly, she ain't done nothing but mind her business, and every now and again she'd be like, I told y'all, all right,
yeah, and then go.
I don't like to say I told you so, because I would rather not have had to be in this position in the first place, but you did just say I told you so, Kamala. I just want to be sure. By saying I don't want to say, you actually just said it.
Can't wait to read it. All right, so we've been doing that there.
The next podcast sponsor I want to tell you about is Cure Hydration. They are a sponsor of this episode. And let me tell you what, Kevin actually has been a fan of Cure Hydration. He constantly, because, you know, you want to stay hydrated and drink water and all of those kinds of things. And so sometimes you just want to add a little flavor to that. And that's essentially what Cure Hydration can do. It offers refreshing, balanced flavors, nothing too sweet or artificial. Some of the most popular flavors include berry pomegranate, strawberry kiwi, lemonade, watermelon, tropical punch, blood orange, and lime. It's helpful for those who struggle to drink enough water, because it adds a little bit of flavor to make your water taste a little better. So if you need a little, you know, a little flavor, you need to spice it up a little bit. That's where Cure can come in and help you. Hydration goes beyond just drinking water. It's about replenishing the electrolytes that we lose through sweat, sleep, alcohol, and daily activities. Water alone isn't enough to do the job. That's why you need to try Cure, the electrolyte drink mix that tastes as amazing as it makes you feel. So for Gin and Juice listeners, Cure is offering 20% off of your first order. Stay hydrated and feel your best by visiting curehydration.com/GJ. And use promo code GJ at checkout. That's curehydration.com/GJ. That's curehydration.com/GJ. And use code GJ for 20% off of your first order. Order today. I promise you, it actually helps a lot.
Hi, Mel. Hi, Liz. Today, I would like to pop the trunk on H&M. Because you mean to tell me, I just finished perusing your establishment. I have bought 12 items to your register. And after you finish ringing me up for, I don't know, a subtotal of $173.58, do you ask me do I want a bag for 10 cents? Do I want a bag?
Girl.
Do I want a bag? Ma'am, sir, I just bought 12 shirts. What do I look like walking out of this store with 12 shirts in between my bosom and my chin? What if I have no other shopping bags? What if H&M is my only stop today?
Yes.
Do I want a bag? And do I want it for 10 cents?
Mm-hmm.
Am I being taxed to shop at your store?
Ma'am.
Okay. Do I want a bag?
Do I want a bag? Why she even like that? Do I want a bag?
Oh my God.
There should be like a...
I thought that was only in LA.
Oh yeah, me too. But it happened at H&M too, though, so maybe that makes sense. There should be, you know how like minimum required for free shipping? There should be like minimum paid free bag. Because honestly, at this point, what are we doing? How come that is not included in your pricing? Why do we have to pay for the bag? If you choose to create a business, okay, either bake in the cost of that business to operate into the charge, or you eat it. Find a way to eat it another way. I shouldn't have to pay your bag fee. And this you're getting over because there's no way that each bag is 10 cents. There's no way. And now you're charging all of us. There's bulk pricing and it's plastic. You guys are getting over.
In addition, you can't convince me that before this whole 10 cents per bag thing started only a few years ago, the price wasn't already baked into the things that you're selling. Yeah. You're a whole business with some of the smartest accountants in the world working for these big corporations. Yeah. You don't think they have itemized in there the cost of the employees, the electricity, the bags, the tags, everything, and embed that into it so that way they can take everything that it costs, the cost, and develop a price, and that difference is their profit?
Right.
Get out of here. You're actually charging us twice. You're actually charging us twice. And I'm sick of these billion-dollar corporations having American citizens subsidize their business.
100%. And then be like, give an extra $5 to the hospital. You give the extra $5. Best prayers and loves to the people at the hospital. You, billion-dollar corporation who still finds a way to have strategies for tax write-offs, you find a way to give to the hospital.
Yes.
I'm trying to pay my own hospital bill. I don't have extra.
If there's not Black people on the flyer, never getting a dime from me. You're never getting a dime from my Black dollar, my Black small business, where I have Black children and I support Black other small Black businesses. And you want me to give the money from that universe to you, and the enticement to do it is white children? I'm not saying white children don't deserve love and support, but what I'm saying is the need oftentimes are Black children.
No,
this advertisement, I'm so sorry, it's not working on me. No, I don't want to give. I don't want to round up. I don't want to give $5. I don't want a bow, and I don't want my name on a ornament.
The little coloring thing. You give it.
You Kroger. And make it enough. I have a whole child in college. How about you give to me? How about you take this 10 cents off and put it in a bag, and at the end of the year, I'll come and collect it and put it on my child's tuition.
Yes. Use my 10 cents, suckers.
Hilarious. Oh, God. Yeah, hold on. Rashida is right. I heard this too. They already donated that money. They're just trying to make it back. I've actually heard that what they actually do is they donate, $250,000. I'm making up these numbers.
They write it off.
And then, yes, but what they do is they help you convince you to donate. And so they make their $250, and then anything extra is just theirs.
That's crazy. What a scam. We're just all being scammed.
America.
And we can't do anything about it. Here's the problem. We complain and complain, and guess what? What does it mean? Nothing. Nothing.
Yep.
We need to.
We need a revolt. We need a revolution. And I'm not.
Do you want a revolution? Yeah. All right, here we go.
Hi, Melissa and Mel. So I would love to pop the trunk on commercials that you cannot rewind. And let me explain. So I watch Gin and Juice on YouTube. I'm located in Toronto, Canada. And whenever I am watching it, obviously it's YouTube, so ads pop up. The thing about it is sometimes an ad might pop up that either I want to rewind to see the details, or there was something interesting, or there was something I missed, or there was something where I'm like, oh my gosh, I would love that. But by the time the information passes, I can't rewind it to get the details. Mm-hmm. And what makes it worse is sometimes I wouldn't remember the name of whatever it was or whatever it is. And then that annoys me. So on YouTube, I can pause the ads, but why can't I rewind it? Sometimes I just want to know the details of it, especially if you're already bombarding me with the ads, fine. But especially if it's an ad that I can actually use,
wouldn't
it make sense? Yeah. If I can rewind it, if I need to, like YouTube, do better, please.
I actually agree with that so many times. And even beyond you, it's like all the apps now. Anytime they give you what, sometimes if I'm like scrolling Facebook or something, or and I see a shoe, because they love to feed me some shoes and clothes, child. And I'll be like, actually, that was cute. And you lose it. Or even when you see like a post that you want to go back, but now it's refreshed and now it's gone out into the ether. It's like, I hate everything. It's so hard to find the things you want, but so easy to find the things you never want. Like, I don't want, how do I tell you, stop giving me this? You will say, stop giving it to me, and they'll give more of it to you. Instead of giving me the things I actually do want, give me that. And TikTok apparently is being sold right to the US. And I was like, oh, this is going to hell. This whole app is going to hell.
Forget about it.
All right. That was my 2 cents.
I think that and this is again speaks to the power that controls is actually what makes race. This is why people say that Black people can't be racist, because we don't have control of things. This is what control looks like. The people, Oracle.
Yeah, Oracle.
Okay. That are going to buy the app and potentially control the algorithm. That's what's important. Controlling the algorithm is what's important.
It's going to be a complete algorithm.
It's going to be a completely different app experience, and we are all going to be bombarded with actual and literal propaganda.
100%.
Because what Trump wants is control of the media. And be clear, Jimmy Kimmel coming off the air, and who else? Colbert?
Oh, I forgot the other guy.
The
other late night.
Yeah, who was the other late night? No, it was Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, only Jimmy Kimmel. Was it? I thought it was someone.
Oh, they're saying Colbert. They're saying yes.
Oh, it is Colbert. Okay. The reason why this is important, be clear. The reason why this is important is because what happens is you no longer have to enforce it. People self-censor.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
When people self-censor, for fear of retaliation, for fear of what could be coming down the pike from powers that be, all the way up to the president of the United States of America, that's where the danger is.
100%. Nobody's going to speak freely. No one's going to come against the authority, the power. So they stop. And now they don't even have to enforce it, because we are enforcing it ourselves. Exactly. We are censoring ourselves. That app is going to be propaganda. Absolutely insane. It's like in my brain, I don't know that this is to be true, but the president created his own like version of Twitter, right? When him and Musk were fighting, he's created. And I feel like it hasn't like become, there's people on there. So it seems, and it seemed like he'd be using it, but people obviously aren't on there. When you have people under your control on an app, though, people are going to have to download a new one. So we'll see how much it works. But you're essentially taking something. It's like established IP. And if you have established IP people are already familiar with, it's very easy. Instead of introducing new IP, you just change what exists. You get people in and then you change it. And then you just start feeding and, you know, like empowering the voices you want to be heard. That is so, I'm like, this app is going to be absolutely insane. I am already, I'm like, when is the day that we have to download the new one so I could just already be done with it? I'm, forget it, forget it. They also ain't paying no more anyway. This is my little tangent. Listen, listen. They, their RPMs have always been low compared to other people, okay? However, they are now paying like 1 cent. 1 cent per view or whatever. Other places, and they used to pay like 90 cents, like almost like a dollar, right? For these views. It literally, I have a video that's at 3 million, they're paying like 7 cents. And I was like, oh, it's seven instead of one.
It is. That is crazy.
And I'm like, this is only going to get worse. They're charging us 10 cent a bag at the grocery store. They're about to make this, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not about to just be giving us free money. It's not free. Like, we're putting in work. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be, I think that that app is going, it's over. It is going to be hell over there on that app.
Yeah. It is going to be, someone called it a conservative echo chamber. Absolutely. I already feel that way, to be honest. You don't know how many videos I have literally said not interested in, where I feel like suddenly, and I know it's not sold yet, but I feel like something's happening. I already feel like my app thinks I'm somebody that I'm not. And I'm like, why are you serving me this? I don't understand. Also, I mean, maybe it's the Candace Owens thing, because I feel like I don't know what's happening with her. She's so confusing to me, but she's starting to come on my timeline more often. But the problem is, she's also still a gateway to like stuff that I don't believe in. So and then Tucker Carlson is also different right now.
Yeah.
Like, because they're confusing, my app is like, maybe you want to see that, and if you want to see that, maybe you want to see this. I don't know. All I'm saying is, I'll say not interested. I'm not interested. I'm not interested. And it's like, we're gonna try again.
Yeah, yeah. Here's more.
Yeah, here's more.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so. TikTok used to actually be like a lot of fun for me. You guys knew the random stuff I used to post. It has become, even when I would go down political rabbit holes, because I actually do enjoy like understanding kind of what's going on in the political landscape, but it would always come back, like always come back with something silly, always come back with something funny. Like, it was a lot of balance. Right now, it's out of control. It is out of control.
Yeah. And it, you know what, getting that information, I mean, we're probably, I don't know if we're helping or hurting it right now, but being fed so much of that content, like so much political, it makes me anxious. Like, I'm like, I've never been an anxious person, but ignorance is bliss. Like, let me go back to not even knowing or caring, because I feel so constantly like on edge waiting for the next thing, or like, when is this going to matter? Is this ever going to matter? Is this the start of, you know, like in 20 years when we're looking back, right, is it going to be like, y'all just let this stuff happen? It's like, well, what are we supposed to do? Like, what are we going to look at with that lens, like that hindsight lens? And I hate being so anxious now, but anyway, so I'm like, let me find something funny. Let me consume myself with something else, because so much of this stresses me out. But anyway. Yeah.
Me too. And last thing I'll say, the other reason we all should be like really aware of what's going on is that freedom of speech.
Oh my gosh.
It has to do with the government. I think a lot of times, like,
the way we say it colloquially is like to each other, like to people, like person to person. And what this really has to do with, you should be free of consequences from the government to impose the way we as the citizens of this country should talk about the government. That's what the freedom of speech stands for or is about. And we're being censored right now. The media is being censored right now, and it's from the government. This is literally, we're in a crisis right now.
We should talk to someone who was around during Watergate, right? Because I'm like, how did y'all feel?
Were you aware of what was happening
when it was happening?
And what last time something like this happened, they said it was Nixon, and they said Watergate is what like kind of dissipated it. But Nixon was definitely on the same type of tirade of like, what you're not gonna do is talking bad about me on these airways. So we're going to get the FCC involved. Like, don't worry. Conservatives are. And then did you watch? I didn't know this. There was this lady. I think it was under the desk news, or it may have been someone else. I don't exactly remember. But they were talking about how basically the distribution platforms. So there's ABC, for example, and then they give their content to the satellites. And they're the people that technically have control over the airways. Mm-hmm. And these people are big conservative donors.
Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know, when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this. That this is going to be Ollie. Okay. Every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 jewel worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters, made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup, shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just got to listen. All right. Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this. I want you to keep getting it. Okay. All you're going to do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, Black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. We need more money. When the money, when they own this kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, they own this stuff and it's, you don't even know who's behind the stuff that we're like constantly consuming all the time or like so reliant upon. And so, and we're, I love it because so many people are like, let's drop it. Let's boycott it. And it's like, I love that. But also there's so many things that are so heavily ingrained in our everyday existence that we don't even know. And not to say that like, you shouldn't boycott. That's not my point. But I'm just like, oh my gosh, like where, what is the, what do you do when this or any, like, what do you do to prove, show, to impact, to make an impact? When, as you uncover the layers, you start to realize my whole being existence is reliant upon the people that I actually hate and don't believe in what they stand for. Like, what do you do? I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. Latoya, that's the clip that I'm talking about. The Sinclair Media, and they are a legacy conservative family, and they own, I think it's like 30-40% or something like that of like all networks are distributed through them. Like 30-40% of shows that are on TV, they are the distribution point for them. And so while we're boycotting Disney, they are the problem.
They are
the first domino to fall.
Yeah.
They preemptively said, well, actually Disney folded because they were like, what we're going to do, we're not, and mind you, the tip off was Trump or the FCC. It was one of the two, was like, it would be a shame if these distribution companies decided we're not gonna. That's power. That's not Black Twitter. That's not cancel culture. This is different.
Yeah. Well, and to that, I agree. Teacher T is saying we need to make it illegal for one group to own everything. And that is why, right, every time these companies are trying to buy up everything, that's why it's always a problem and you have to get it approved and all. Because what happens when one company, person, family owns everything in one? If Live Nation, right, who is now facing a lawsuit, owns all concert ticketing sales ever, then what? What? It is a problem. You cannot have that.
It's, and that's too, what is happening. No one man should have all this power.
Not even him. You seen that video? Okay, we should go. But you seen that video of Kanye cussing out, yelling at? He was screaming. He is unwell. That man was unwell. And you don't even have to like Chris. You don't have to like the Kardashians. He was screaming at the top of his lungs. That was, oh my gosh, what a time. Monopoly, thank you, that's a proper word.
Yeah, and monopolies, they're a problem. Amazon, monopoly. And you're right, someone said that they're trying to do a merger. Yes, they are.
Yep.
And they needed someone, it might be Trump, to approve the merger so they can earn. They're trying to increase the percentage that they can own or something like that.
Yeah.
This is dangerous because when you don't have multiple views, then one singular view is what's going to be pushed. And those who oppose it, we're silenced. We're muted. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is Trump. Yeah, that's what I thought. I obviously, you guys know, I listen to a lot of NPR and CNN, and it'd be a lot of things that I'm always listening to. I'd be like, it was either this person, because it'd be a lot all the time. But again, it's super scary times. Like, legit, it is very super, super scary times. And the thing that I find actually like really, really frustrating, and we can get off this, is that people that voted for Trump, who are like, I didn't vote for this. That's a candidate thing now. Like, that's not the candidate that I voted for. The problem is this. We told y'all niggas. We had told y'all, And what happened was y'all were trying to gaslight the left into saying y'all are being dramatic. It didn't happen in his first term, so why would it happen in the second term? He has never said these things. You guys are making stuff up. And the fact that we are here today, it's exactly what you voted for.
Well, and all the people who love to be like, because I think I've heard a lot of people in circles that I am in, is what I will say, have said the words, she's no better than him, he's no better than her, and trying to like equate, right? And trying to act as if he one side is no better than the other, right? And I think, I hope that this situation has shown that's not an accurate statement, and y'all should really stop saying that. You should stop saying that, because a lot of people in circles that I have been in, or what, a family, right, use that rhetoric, use that phrasing, that statement, and it stop saying that. It's not accurate. Stop saying it.
It's such a cop out. It is a false equivalency. Again, there's no such thing as a perfect candidate, but there was a clear definition of who was the right candidate and who would put us in the position we are exactly in today.
Yeah.
And you were either willfully ignorant, obtuse.
Oh, you know, I hate it.
I don't even know what a third option would be. You were just so stubborn and hate racist that you couldn't imagine a Black woman in office.
Yeah. Anyway, we are filming this episode early, right? So this will come out later. But what you should know is that there are some reality TV shows that are back.
And okay, tell us so we can all watch it tonight and be prepared for tomorrow.
Okay. Salt Lake City is back. And I'm ready to talk about it. What else have I watched? That's the only one I'm about.
Oh, shoot. This dude said, Trump says the Murdochs are going to play in the role of TikTok ownership.
Oh, well, it's over.
So I'll watch Salt Lake City tonight. We'll talk about Joe's birthday tomorrow. And then I also need to make sure I tell you guys about the story when I bought that foam board and it fell off the top of the car. And this very nice man helped me by strapping the foam board to the top of my car. And I got literally 3 minutes from my house and it flew off and I had to call an Uber. This is the story. And then I had to call an Uber and then the line was too long. So then he had to park down the street and then I had to run to go grab the thing. And then I had to run back and then I had to run back.
Jesus. Good times. Make sure that's the only one that's on my brain right now. What?
Salt Lake City?
Yeah, make sure that one. Reasonable Doubt is back. That's on the thing. People are boycotting that platform. However, Reasonable Doubt is back. And I fell in love with that show. It's a good one. Anyway.
Oh, I need to watch it. That's the other thing. I'm so tired of boycotting because white people, there are people that were canceled by Black culture and white people came to their aid and made them even bigger. There are people who have quite literally succeeded in the midst of a cancellation. This is literal. People I can name right now. And what's frustrating is the Black people who suffer as a result of that ultimately, because they don't, they can't, I don't know how to band together and support, like undergird these people so they don't have that effect and just the business does. And that's very frustrating to me. It becomes so frustrating to me as a small business owner who, you guys know, we make a point of ensuring that we are supporting other small businesses. It's actually part of the reason why, like, I do support a lot of like Black owned companies and stuff, but sometimes I actually try to make a point of also supporting like actual small, not like the Instagram viral businesses. Yeah. I actually try to support like the a smaller Black business that people haven't heard of. All of that to say, there's so many thoughts, man. I'd be stressed out right now in life. I really do. Like, this is so it's so frustrating. So frustrating. Anyway, right, because Abbott is on ABC and ABC is part of Disney, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you get that? We don't have to do it because we don't have answers.
All right.
All right. And Kalana just dropped in Target.
Yep.
You know, it's just like, oh, I always have these like, I don't know, because that would be something I would support. Literally, that would be something I would support.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow with a lighter episode. We won't talk politics.
Well, this will come out in 2 weeks anyway. We'll see where we are then.
Oh, that's good. Angela said she sold out this morning. I think she's talking about Kalana.
Oh, you know what? I'm not going to play it because we need to go. But the last Pop the Trunk was somebody yelling at me, but saying that I need to make sure I listen to the Pop the Trunks before I play them. And also that I need to play them because we have some from a long time ago. And she's right, because some of the ones I played from today, they from 4 months ago. So you're right. I'm just here to tell you yes.
That's hilarious.
That's why we sprinkle in these episodes full on Pop the Trunk so we can get through 4 out of 10.
Yeah, we need to do some more. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us on today's episode. We will be in your feed tomorrow at our standard regular time, having a regular episode. All right. Bye.
Bye.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.